from the town. That's the rebels appear to have got control of the town. They're out on the, we're out in the Martyrs Square now, and they're all celebrating. There are three tanks which they have captured and have, are on fire. Still smoke coming out of them. There is still firing, as you can hear, but at the moment that appears to be jubilation, firing and jubilation. I can see, I'm just walking out into the square now, and there are bodies of some of Gaddafi's soldiers lying on the ground. I think it's just one. No, there's a tank that they have taken, which the people are looking in. I'll try and get a bit closer quickly. They want to, there's several soldiers, several African looking soldiers. There's one, two dead, completely killed beyond help. Another one over here. There's a whole load of them. There's about a dozen or so in and around the tank, all dead. I know that they... Say again? There's a man talking to me holding a rocket propelled grenade. He's telling me that they have won. They've retaken Azawiya. Unbelievable. They had 25 to 30 Gaddafi tanks heading towards the Zawiya, and they arrived just before dawn. They started attacking from the eastern front, which is the Tripoli area, and this band of civilians with a few defective soldiers have managed to push them back. We've been under attack here in the town for about 2.5 hours with tank fire, rocket propelled grenades. Some even landed inside the mosque area. There was a small Mexican hospital inside the mosque, which in the end they couldn't cope with the number of injuries that they were getting. Some of them are soldiers who are still alive. One was treated in front of me, and he said, he was telling the people who were treating him, they told us you were terrorists, they told us you were bad. Thank you for looking after me. He's had part of his... there's now a military vehicle in front of me, which they have obviously taken. There's three civilians in it, and it's got an anti-aircraft gun mounted on the back.